Clifford, it's just over 20 years now since Schnabel's death. Where do you think he stands?
Well, in answer to that, I think I can't do better than quote from an article in the main Salzburg newspaper, commenting on a recent reissue of some of Schnabel's recordings. The writer says, how austerely simple, how well shaped, and nevertheless how alive in every smallest detail. How wonderfully phrased and committed to the deepest meaning rather than to the letter of the music is Schnabel's Beethoven. This is a synthesis of virtuoso piano playing and chamber music style. I think that's very good, yes. Virtuoso yes. piano playing and chamber music style, which is hardly likely ever to be repeated. One from which pianists can still learn today. And that's the point, Alan.
This is a very perceptive summary.
It's all a remarkable summary, I think. Anyway, Schnabel used to say that certain kinds of playing could become as old-fashioned as certain clothes. 21 years after his death, this certainly does not apply to his playing. Perhaps because he was so totally involved with the composer's intentions, there was never any place for those personal idiosyncrasies which so unavoidably date an artist's playing. Landowska's playing, to return to her for a moment, though it's perhaps more mannered, shares this timelessness in its magisterial concern with the music itself. Actually, I think the appreciation of Schnabel now stands higher than ever.
Yes,
the reason
sure
perhaps being that what we always hear on his records is so near to a live concert hall performance, and not at all like those pieced together bits of tape, which can never be a substitute for the real thing, however no perfect they eventually turn out to be, as it's without unity or continuity.
Well, so many artists are troubled about recording, even today. How did Schnabel himself feel about it?
Well, he came to it only rather late in his career.
Of course, yes.
Yes, when he was not far off 50, I think.
Yes.
Because he'd not felt that any mechanical reproduction could represent music adequately. And, too, he certainly could never have thought of any of his own performances as being definitive or ripe for posterity or what have you. He'd had many offers, including one to record all the Beethoven violin and piano sonatas with his friend Kreisler, who had refused to do them with anyone else. In fact, I believe he never did do them all with any other artist. Great loss that this is. We must be grateful that he ever started to record, and that he did so when his performances were at their peak. I think he eventually came to accept recording, which had anyway improved mechanically out of all recognition, as another way of listening to himself, and therefore of learning. Though he felt there was a great danger in the present-day habit of young artists correcting their practice from a tape recorder.
Terrible, yes.
Yes, instead of by hours and hours of work and experimentation at the keyboard. That's to say, the kind of correction that's dictated by the inner ear, which is something quite different from listening to oneself on the tape. For Schnabel, there could be no shortcuts. It was for him always, as he said, the line of most resistance that he took.
It's nice.
Yes. But with a lifetime of playing the works in public, there was no longer any danger in listening to them objectively, outside himself, and learning from them, learning from the records.